Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by DeBrickishaw, Ferguson, Pete LeCocq, and Rusty. I'm not going to say that word. Meta World Peace. I almost said some words that are going to get me kicked off YouTube and kicked off Twitch. Twitch gets softer every single day. Let's shout out everyone who tuned in live right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. OG Mickey, Venus, Dietrap, Sully, Jay, Fluffy Nails, Eric McGraw, Infamy, Joel, Evan, Vulgar Tech, Zuggis, Buggies, Taco Lover, Fluffy Nails, Soul Catcher, Keith Lays, Lyric B, Mr. Broski. Speaking of singing, I hope by now you've gotten a chance to check out my yearly skateboarding montage. Not only was it all my best skateboarding tricks from this year, but it was also my greatest singing voice. Also, look at all these pages of lyrics. Pages and pages of funny things to say while recording. 2 minute long. Freestyle. Off the dome. No, not really. I took a whole day to write the lyrics. It's a big deal. So I definitely want you guys to go check that out if you haven't checked it out already. Now, let's begin with a trivia question because I know coronavirus got you guys stickerless. All the sticker companies have shut down and all your favorite Twitch streamers, they're not giving away stickers anymore because they have to hibernate all their stickers away for winter. And you're thinking, oh, what are we going to do with the great sticker shortage of 2021? Well, you know what? I'm in a giving spirit. I just give stickers. I don't care how much it costs me. I don't care if I have to go bankrupt to try to serve the people. Because you know what? The people come first. All you have to do is be living in America for a chance to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. Simple as that. If you're not living in America, living in America, what are you doing, man? You're messing up. You're over there in some peaceful country when you could be out here fucking storming the Capitol, getting shot in the back of the head, having race wars. Yeah, live somewhere else if you want to live a boring life. That's what I say. Anyways, first one to type the correct answer wins the sticker pack. So, this is your trivia question for this week. What country did Lego blocks originate in? You know those little toys? Legos? Now they have Lego movies and Lego video games. Rappers even say Lego when they want you to hurry up. Lego, come on. Lego blocks originated in this place, in the workshop of somebody named Ole Kirk Christensen. He began making wooden toys in 1932. 2 years later, he named his company Lego. Here's a hint. After the Danish phrase, Leg God, which means play well. Led God. Oh, and led God, everyone. Okay, Vulgar Tech says Sweden. OG Mickey says Denmark. Keith says USSR. Muy Bastante says Japan. Joe says America. Zug says Uganda. China. Mars. All of those are incorrect, except for OG Mickey, who's probably won the sticker pack, what, like 5 or 6 times right now? OG Mickey, you are the winner. They originated in Billund, Denmark. Legat, play good. I put one block on another block, and next thing you know, I have Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Do I sound Danish? I don't know. I don't know what that accent sounds like. I'm not very good at doing accents of people I've never met in real life. Like, I can't do, like, a German accent. And even half the time I try to do Australian, mate, always turns into yippa. What a lay, Holmes. I can't. I just can never stay on with the accent. Also, it's hard these days to do an accent without sounding like you're trying to be offensive. I tell you guys all the time, especially on Fridays, the bar I go to, the first bar I go to is, it's like a gaming bar, so you go in there to play slot machines. It's not really like, well, it's kind of a sports bar too, but it's not really like a dive bar, like, oh, fucking let me get a shot of whiskey and fucking watch TV. It's more like, I just want to go in here and gamble, so leave me alone in a quiet room, or you go to the other part of the, okay, whatever, or you go to the other side and you watch sports. Anyways, I go in there, and the the bartender is from Australia. He's been here in Las Vegas for like 20 years, but you can clearly hear the voice, and every time I do it, he's like, it's not that funny. it's really not that funny. You come in here, you say your fucking, your little accent, oh, I've never heard that before. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't fucking care if you've never heard the joke before, asshole. It's still funny to me. Say, so, why don't you put a shrimp on the barbie and get daddy another beer, mate? Get me another Michelob Ultra, mate, and shut the fuck up, you cunt. Oh, I hope he's not watching right now. He actually sometimes drops into my stream sometimes. Who knows? Maybe he's here, maybe he's not. Kent, are you in the stream right now? Let me get a Foster's. It's Australian for beer. Let me get a hamburger if you know what that is, you fucking Australian asshole. Go get me some Vegemite, you fucking weird. You fucking weirdo. I would never say these things. Now I feel like, see, it starts off as a fun, like, fun joke, and then it just comes off as like, fuck that country, asshole. You let them take your guns, you piece of shit. Speaking of taking what's mine, taking that booty, let's move on to something that happened to me. We're going to switch the screen right now. A lot of you guys listen to this podcast via audio, so this is not going to make a lot of sense, but I'm going to try to explain this in a way that will make sense to the audio listeners and the video listeners. So, a few days ago, me and my friend Rye Dog and my friend Tony and his son Rome, we planned on going to this place called Round One. It's a fun little video game place. You go in there, you get your little tickets. It's like Dave and Buster's. You play some games, some basketball game. You can drink a beer. You can even play pool. It's one of the few places in Las Vegas where pool you're allowed to play because they have their tables separated. They even have bowling. So it's a fun place to be if you're a kid. We pull up and the security guard's like, this place is closed. And we're like, it can't be closed. It's connected to the mall. It's open until 2 a.m. And he's like, nope, it's closed. I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, there was a disturbance and no one's allowed in. And I looked up the hill, I saw a bunch of police cars, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Turns out, there was a big brawl at the mall. When I say big brawl, I mean like if you see like two rival ant hills, that they built the ant hill too close to each other, and all these ants going attacking each other. You know what, that's probably not a good metaphor. How do I explain this? It was just a bunch of like first grade kids and second grade kids who all showed up at the mall to fight each other. And it's really funny because there's all these fights going around and everyone's like, oh my God, it's mayhem. There's a fight there. There's a fight there. But then at the mall, the police showed up and everyone in the fight is like, is like 80 pounds. So all these cops are just like, they're just picking kids up, like, stop fighting, move, get out of the way, pick you up, stop fighting, get out of the way. Please get out of the way, because there's all these videos on social media. I thought there must have been a shooting or something, but I guess it was just a brawl. They shut down the entire mall just for, you know, like 150 kids all fighting each other. And we didn't get a chance to go in the mall. I didn't know that at the time. At the time, I was just like, what do you mean you're shut down? Like, what the fuck? I thought there might have been a shooting. So we sit there and we ponder. We say, where's somewhere we can go that's 24 hours? We can stay out late, because at this time it was already like 10 o'clock. We wanted to go somewhere where a kid would be allowed, where it would be fun for a kid, but also somewhere where we could grab a couple beers. So we decided on Fremont Street Experience. This is what it looks like. This whole roof area lights up. You're walking down this thing. Casinos on the right, casinos on the left. Some fun stuff, gambling things all around, tourists everywhere. It's not as crowded as it is in this picture because, you know, coronavirus, everyone's chilling out. Oh, I'm going to try to tell this story. I saw one of the funniest fights I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of fights. I've probably seen 30 to 40 fights in just this area of Las Vegas, just because people show up, they're all next to each other, they're all crammed together like, you know, like bugs or whatever, and they're drinking, and some of them are on drugs, and people are just like get letting loose, there's music going. So anyways, I'm hanging out right outside this liquor store. Because right outside this liquor store, there's somebody doing spray paint art. So they're painting these really cool paintings using only spray cans. So there are these cool 3D pictures. They use special techniques. It's something people do on, like, Venice. You go there, there's spray paint art all the time. They make these cool waterfalls and these planets. And this guy had made this cool, like, Las Vegas strip with an American flag and, like, a helicopter with all these cool like it looked like marble finish on the edge of the painting or whatever. So I'm sitting there and watching him do this, and Rye Dog's in there buying me a beer. Also, I had a cigar, so I wasn't allowed to go in there. And I see over in the distance, right around here on this map, I see a guy walking towards the liquor store, and a guy walks up behind him and just punches him right in the back of the head. Boom! The first guy doesn't see it coming. It's a Hispanic guy is walking with his girl wearing a red shirt, and some black guy comes behind him and just bops him right in the back of the head. As that's happening, they sort of like, they sort of wrestle each other, but one guy's back is still to the other guy. So as they're sort of wrestling from this weird, seemingly random attack, a third guy walks over and tries to break it up. So he just grabs them, sort of like pushes them and tries to break it up. Well, at some point, the guy that punched the other guy in the back of the head, he rolls his ankle and he headbutts his face right on this wall. Boom. Slams his head into this wall. Knocks himself unconscious. His teeth is bleeding and his chin is bleeding. So he's just there. He looks like he's a sleeping bum now because he's just completely asleep, snoring on the ground. Meanwhile, the guy that got punched, he's walking towards me over here. So I'm right here where this pillar is. I'm about, let's say, 20 feet away. The red guy's walking towards me, and I can hear him go, "Who the fuck hit me, man? I don't even know who fucking hit me." And his girl's saying, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't even try to fight them." And he's like, "No, I'm going to fuck them up. Which one of y'all hit me?" And he's looking. He's like scanning in the distance, but he can't figure out who hit him. Because the guy that hit him looks like he's just asleep. He looks like a homeless person who's just sleeping. So he's looking around like, "Who the fuck just hit me, dude? I gotta get him back. I gotta fucking finish this fight. I'm not just gonna get hit and run away." So he's just confused. His girl's telling him to chill out. "Don't fucking fight. Let's get out of here before the cops come." And he's just like, "What the fuck happened?" He's like, "Who fucking hit me, man? I'm gonna fuck them up." Meanwhile, I'm just here waiting, laughing, pointing with Rye Dog. I had to explain the story. And the guy that tried to break it up, the guy that pretty much caused the dude to roll his ankle, he's nowhere to be found. He disappeared immediately. He probably is a passive guy. He tries to break up fights on the weekend. Like, "Hey, listen, guys, it's about peace, common ground." He just accidentally fucking smashed this dude's brain into the fucking wall. He had to get out of there. He probably had a guilt trip. And he knew that he didn't want to be no part of this this violence that he caused. So he was nowhere. So all that was left after the Hispanic guy walked away, and after the peaceful Good Samaritan had to get out of there, was just this guy left on the ground bleeding. And just like it looks in this picture, a bunch of tourists around just staring at it. And me just standing here, just smiling, smoking my cigar like, holy shit. Not only was that instant karma, but also, what are the fucking odds that would happen? Also, what are the odds that I'd happen to be looking just the perfect direction to catch the whole thing? The entire thing, I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. EMTs came and police came. This guy ended up leaving on a stretcher. I didn't notice that his ankle rolled. I thought it was mainly he was just kind of like knocked out from being hit in the face, but he was grabbing his foot the whole time and he couldn't walk, so they had to take him out on a stretcher. And I stayed in this area for a couple minutes. Number one, Rye Dog bought that painting I was talking about. I was watching this guy make the painting. Rye Dog bought it. So as he was filling out the little receipt or whatever and talking with the guy about how he's got to store it and if he's going to get a frame or whatever, I'm just lingering over here watching the police. And I don't know, is it weird? Does it make me a snitch? I was kind of like, I hope they ask me what happened. Because I want them to know that this guy's not really the victim. I mean, he kind of is. You never want to see somebody get hurt and go home on a stretcher. Plus, I don't really know what happened before that. Maybe the Mexican guy said something racist. I don't know. Which, in that situation, maybe this whole attack would have been warranted. But it seems to me that since the Hispanic guy was so confused, that it seems to me that it might have just been like, maybe this guy was a bum. Maybe he just got a dirty look and was like, "I'm going to fight this guy over this dirty fucking look." Just a complete backfire, man. I've never witnessed an instant karma like that. But I want to see it all the time. All the time I'm driving, whenever somebody recklessly passes me on the freeway or on the street, I pray. I go, "Please, God, let there be a fucking cop right around this corner. Please let this guy go to jail for being such a dick on the road." I hate people that drive crazy, man. It's a dangerous thing. It's not that fun. I don't know why people do it. What I was saying, I really wanted the cop to ask me what was going on just so I could explain it. But then I'm like, you know what, dude? I don't want to be that guy that just lingers around just hoping to be like a snitch. Like, oh, I saw the whole thing, officer. I just want you to know that what happened here was A-OK. I want you to know. I didn't want to be like a Karen. Karen, come on. Wasn't really a fan of all that. But that was the most exciting thing that happened in my entire week. There's nothing interesting to talk about on the news. So maybe this will be a quick podcast. I'm not really sure just yet. Taco Lover says, if it was racist, Twisted Tea would be in the picture. Man, that meme took off, dude. I keep seeing follow-up memes, especially in the gun community. I saw one guy owned a gun shop or whatever, and he had all these rifles in a display case and then just had a Twisted Tea right there with a price, a little price next to it. It's really funny. There's so many good ones out there, and there's like holsters now for your tall cans, which should have been a great idea forever. It also makes me think back to when all the videos I've made now, two separate videos of me shooting a tall can and then drinking it. I kind of wish now that I would have chosen a Twisted Tea had I known that this meme would go so viral. Then again, if I really wanted to be proactive, I could have went out there and fucking bought one and shot it myself, but I didn't. Piece of shit. That's what I get for missing out. But the Twisted Tea thing is fucking hilarious. You know what? I might drink one today. I still have not paid homage to that whole situation. If you don't know what I'm talking about, somewhere in America, of course. Somewhere in America, some kid got slapped in the face with a Twisted Tea. It's like a beer. It's a sweet beer that has like high alcohol. I think it has like 5 or 6% alcohol. Maybe even up to 8. I'm not really sure. But this guy kept saying the N-word next to a guy that asked him not to say it, I guess. And he got slapped in the face with a Twisted Tea and savagely, ruthlessly embarrassed. That's my worst fear, dude. Kind of two worst fears. My one worst fear is getting my ass beat on camera. My bigger worst fear is getting my ass beat on camera and deserving it. like I make a fool out of myself and then I get my ass beat on camera. Oh my God, dude, I don't know what I would do. You know what I would really do? I would have to try to find a way to make it into a joke so that every time somebody made fun of me, I could like sort of like roll with the punches. Like, yeah, dude, remember when I got my ass beat? That was funny, right? I would have to do that because there's no way to like defend it. Because once you defend it, then people are going to talk shit even more. You know, you can't be like, yeah, I wasn't ready for that fool to hit me with that tall can, man. Next time I see him, I'm going to beat his ass. And they're going to be like, yeah, fucking right, pussy. Pussy bitch. Oh, I don't want to be that guy ever. That's the worst guy to be in the world. Especially for him, because he said the N-word a bunch of times. Whether he has black friends that allow that in that situation, he might. He might have the pass in the garage, but he was not in the garage when he was strucken. Strucken by the hand of God. The God of Twisted Tea. Copernicus. Twitch has been doing really good lately. Topic change. Twitch has been doing really good for me, man. I've had some really generous donations this past month. I don't know if it's because I've been begging for money more, because that's also been a thing. I've been like, hey, everyone, fucking coronavirus. Coronavirus shut down my skateboard company. Super sad about that. Blah, blah, blah. YouTube's not working out. Skating sucks. You know, winter is just a depressing time. So I've been complaining a lot more, but man, my homie Chief came in the other day, fucking threw like $100 on stream. Muy Bastante just threw some money. Venus Dietrap's been throwing money. Somebody came in the other day and bombed like 50 gift subs. And it's just been really, I've been feeling the love lately, especially today. My new video part came out where I'm skateboarding in it. And it's been 100% positive reviews. Not one person has complained or called me a bitch. And it makes me feel good, man. I don't base, you know, my week off of like, oh, how's it going on Twitch? I don't do that at all. But certainly when I have a good week on Twitch, it follows through in my personality. You know what? I also say this, man. There's not one problem I have in life that can't be solved by more money. So I think, obviously, I would like to hit the $600 million jackpot. But you know what, dude? If I'm playing a slot machine or if I'm on Twitch and I get 20 extra dollars or 30 extra dollars or whatever, or even like $3, I'm like, oh, yeah, These motherfuckers not only think I'm cool, they think I'm cool enough to throw money at me like a bum, like an entertaining bum. It makes me feel like I earned it, like a street performer. Like, oh, do a backflip. Okay, I'll do a backflip. Backflip and you throw a dollar at him. Speaking of that, we were on Fremont, by the way, where I saw that fight. And later in that evening, I won $25. I put $5 down on a wheel game. I won $25. I'm like, cool, dude. I never play those games. I just wanted to get rid of the five because I had all 20s and I had one five. And I'm like, oh, fuck, degenerate gambler. I have to have the correct amount of bills in my pocket, this weird OCD thing. So I'm getting rid of this $5 bill. I just put it on the number five. It's a wheel that spins like a wheel of fortune wheel. It spins, and if it hits a five, I get five times my bet. So I put down five times five, 25 plus my five. I got $30, whatever. Got out of there, and I gave Little Rome a dollar. I was like, here's a dollar, man. Go buy some candy or something. He goes up to a bum, gives the bum the dollar, and I'm like, what? He's so cute. He's like fucking 7 years old, just hobbling around giving bums money, man. What a nice soul. That's something about kids, man. They all have like the heart of gold, right? And I don't know how they do that, because all these video games these kids play are just beating the shit out of bums. Grand Theft Auto, isn't the whole point of that just to go out and beat bums' asses, kill prostitutes? I don't know how we're making kids nice. Speaking of video games, and speaking of that same night, the only exciting night of my entire week, pretty much, I went to Tony's house afterwards because Rye Dog had to go home early. Went over there. I played Rocket League for the first time ever, and I immediately came home and I was like, I gotta upgrade my computer because Rocket League was so fun. I played it on PS4, and I'm like, dude, I'm driving around this car. I'm hitting a soccer ball. It looks fucking fun. I'm playing it. It is fun. The kid's teaching me how to play it. Me and Tony were playing it. I want to go play it right now, in fact. God damn it. Now that I'm thinking about it again, it's a great game. I have to upgrade my video card, I guess. And to do that, I had to get an adapter so I can use my second monitor. When I finally get this going, I'm going to let everybody know my screen name. Do we call them screen names still? Is it still like AOL? AIM? Let everybody know my, you've got mail. My name on there or whatever. My Steam name? I don't fucking know. And then we'll team up. I don't know how many cars are allowed on that track, but I'm going to try and get that shit going. It just looks fun, whatever. Also, my new video part. I keep talking about it. I was having some really big difficulties, man. I gave myself about 5 hours to record 2 minutes worth of song. 2 minutes worth of rapping and singing. And I woke up early. I sit down at my computer, I pull down this microphone that I got right here, same microphone, and I start going, I go, oh, I'm singing again, except it comes out like this, and I'm like, holy shit, I have no voice. How am I going to sing and rap this whole thing when I have no voice? I drank a lot the night before, but I didn't feel hungover. Apparently, the hangover can affect specific parts of your body, and it chose only my voice. And then I started trying to sing the lyrics, rapping, smoking a Tide Pod, whatever the lyrics are. Hold on, let me see if I have them right here. On Friday, I skate with a tripod, smoking a Tide Pod, rocking a dad bod, reading comments that saying I fell off. Y'all jocking my dick, can't get the smell off. This is my pad, I'm popping the hell off. What time, when, man, where had I left off? Made for a song, okay, you know what I'm saying, I was doing that. Dude, I'm saying all this shit, and I'm running out of air, and then my fucking brain starts hurting. It feels like the most massive migraine ever. So I'm doing it. Let's say I stutter in the middle. I say, today, Junior, you fucking idiot. Can't even read a fucking thing and stay on beat. It's actually really hard for me to do. I'm not a born like musician at all. But I started having this crazy hangover mixed with having no voice. I started sweating. Holy shit, dude. It felt like skating in summertime. Like, it just feels hopeless. And I was so sad and depressed. I'm like, I only have 5 hours to record this. 2 minutes, man. I can't even get through a single fucking stanza of rhymes. I can't even rap right now. My fucking head is breaking. I can't even make my voice go right. And it was terrible, dude. I was complete, like meltdown mode. And you can see my messages in the Discord. I'm just, like, writing in the Discord. I can't fucking do this. just like a frustrated kid, mad that I can't beat a level in Zelda. I can't fucking do this, man. Fuck this YouTube thing. Fuck this whole song, dude. My fucking skating sucks anyways. Fuck, don't even skate stairs anymore. I'm fucking fat. Can't do shit. Fat idiot can't even rap without running out of fucking air in his lungs from his fat face. Probably no air in his lungs. Probably filled with hot dogs and fucking candy and Cheetos, you fat fuck bitch. Just totally. That's what I do. When I get stressed out, I just talk shit about myself. Does anyone else do that? I do it in skating, too. I totally do it in skating. Like, if I'm not landing a trick, and let's say a half hour goes by, and I'm, like, starting to get really fatigued, I literally just say, you're so shitty, Steve. My name is Steve. Steve, you're so fucking shitty, you don't deserve this trick. If you deserved it, you would have fucking landed it by now. You're not good enough for this shit. You fucking suck. I say this shit, sometimes out loud, to myself. If I'm by myself and there's no one around, I say this shit out loud. I don't know why. I do the same shit with, like, Mario sometimes. Oh, if you watch my speed run of Jigoku World, oh my god, halfway through, I'm just like, my fucking hands hurt, this fucking game sucks, I suck, I don't even know why I'm speedrunning it, I'm just gonna be last on the fucking leaderboard anyway. The speedrun record's like 20 minutes, I'm like in my third hour, I'm way in last place, I'm beyond last place. And I'm just like, fuck, why am I even fucking doing this? I hate this fucking skateboard. I hate this fucking YouTube song. I can't wait to quit this shit. And not only am I saying it out loud, I'm typing it in my Discord. It's just all around total, like, implosion, man. That's what was happening. But we finally got it done. I kept taking these big, long breaks. I would go walk around the house. I'd walk into the living room, pet the dog a little bit, come back in, try again, walk away. But I was having this crazy migraine, dude, and I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do this shit. I really wasn't. My standards are so high, but they're really not. All I want to do is rap and sing my lyrics without stuttering, and I want to enunciate every word. So there's a lot of words where I don't enunciate. Like that one, enunciate. Is it enunciate or is it enunciate? See, when you're rapping, you got to hit it with a t. Also, any word that ends in s. What's a word that ends in s? Poops. I don't know why poop is the go-to word all the time. So I'm saying poops. Well, if I'm rapping, I can say poops. I gotta go Cobra Kai on that bitch. Speaking of Cobra Kai, man, I bought a Cobra Kai shirt. I'm done talking about this fucking, I'm done talking about the song. It's really good. Check it out if you guys haven't already. It's on my YouTube channel. Usually on this podcast, we talk about the news. I go through all the local news, and while I'm going through the local news, we find articles where there's bad grammar or things spelled wrong, and we just find shit that's terrible about the article, and then we laugh about it. In fact, the early days of Stop Crying Poser, they had different writers, and it was every single article had either a spelling mistake or a grammar mistake or something like that, and I think it was because a lot of them were just auto-translated from, you know, Spanish to English and maybe translated back, so a lot of things didn't add up. But today, one of the anchors from the news website that we always get our articles from followed me on Twitter, so I'm wondering if they know. I'm wondering if someone tweeted them or they finally found out, because I've been yelling about this. If you added up every minute that I've yelled about how terrible this shit is and how many times I've said they should hire me because I can do basic spelling and grammar, I've probably complained for maybe like one entire day. You know how they say like you spend like 20% of your life waiting at red lights? I've spent like one day complaining about the spelling on these news articles. Or like you're playing Call of Duty, like, oh, I've been playing for 12 hours, and then you play for like another week and you've been playing for, you know, like 16 hours, and then by the end of the month, you're like, you've been playing for one entire, like, in-game day. I've spent one in-game day talking shit about Fox 5 Las Vegas News. Just complaining about how they can't fucking spell anything. And now they finally have noticed me. Either that, or they just decided to follow me completely randomly. Which, that would be kind of weird, too. Speaking of weird, I have a situation that made me feel really weird, and I'm going to give you guys a deep dive into my brain as to how weird I fucking can actually be. I went bowling the other day. It was actually the same day as all this shit. It was I had one really exciting day last week, and everything else is like not even mentionable. Also, Nick Stems won $400 the other day, and then won $800, and then Lily hit $500. I've not won a single penny this month, or not this month, this week, gambling. Not that I've been gambling a lot, but I have been gambling, and I haven't been winning shit. I won a little bit on the table games, like I told you guys earlier, but that wasn't when I was out and about drinking. That was just a Fremont thing. Anyways, here's why I'm weird. I don't know. See, I'm weird because I just went from that topic to a new topic, but then I had nothing to say about that topic, so now we're back to me being weird. So what the fuck is wrong with me? I went bowling. We're having a good time. We're bowling. I'm hitting some strikes, two in a row. We get a pitcher of beer. It's only fucking $7. I'm like, $7? Hell yeah! Get Miller Lite. We're just having fun. Light beer. Drinking. Fucking rolling the old ball down there. Ride Dog's mom was there. She beat me at bowling. She's not like an average mom either. She's like an angry drunk like friend of yours. Like an angry old drunk friend of yours. And she's not like old, but she's older than us, obviously. It's somebody's mom. But she'll just come up like, shit, you fucking sucked on that bowl. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you so angry at me? And she's like, you're gonna fucking win, dude. I hate this shit. Steve-O's gonna fucking beat us. And I'm like, well, damn, bitch, why are you so angry? She's like one of the guys. That's what I was getting at. Anyways, I'm hit there, I'm playing it, and I see this family come by, and I see this kid, and he's carrying like a little Yoshi, like a stuffed animal Yoshi, a little boy, probably like 6 years old. I'm like, damn, he's got a Yoshi. And then I see on the other side of him, he's got a Tanuki Mario, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, this kid has Yoshi and Tanuki Mario. I'm just staring down this kid, and here's why I'm weird. I'm like, oh, God, I got to talk to this kid. He's got his parents around and his siblings, and I'm like, I got to talk to this kid and show him that I have a Tanuki tattoo on the side of my belly. I have to show this kid that I am also a fan of Mario. and I couldn't let it go. I'm bowling and I keep looking over. I'm like, maybe he's gonna look at me and maybe he'll drop the Tanuki and I'll have to go pick it up. But like, here you go, you lost this kid. Oh, by the way, here's my exposed belly. And then I had all these like visions of like, you know, the dad coming like, what the fuck are you doing with my kid, man? You show my kid your dick, you weirdo. I'm like, no, it's a tattoo of Mario. Yeah, right. Why'd you get that Mario tattoo? To attract kids at the bowling alley, you sick fuck. And I'm just like, oh God, no, that's not what it looks like. No, you're bowling with your mom. I'm like, no, she's not my mom. It's my friend's mom. I was like, oh fuck, dude. And I had all this meltdown in my head. Like, okay, then we can't talk to him. We can't talk to him. And then I'm just still thinking about it. I'm bowling. I'm like, don't even look over there. Don't look at that kid. Don't even worry about him. Pretend he's not there. All over some fucking Mario, dude. What the hell's wrong with me? Oh, God. And the whole time I'm just like, but then I'm like, what if I went over there? I was like, dude, I love Mario. Fucking stick with it, man. I had this weird like fantasy. Like, yeah, I'm going to tell him to stick with it. And then he'll go and discover like Kaizo speedrunning. He'll become the greatest Mario Odyssey player ever. And then in my honor, he'll get a matching Tanuki tattoo in his 20s. And then we'll be on Vice of like the time bowling changed my life and made me a pro Mario player. And I'm like, oh, just daydreaming. And then fucking Ryan's mom's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Quit daydreaming. It's your fucking turn. And I'm like, oh shit, time for me to go. Well, I guess I'll never make that kid the fucking the first Olympic gamer of Mario. Wow. Then it just it goes both ways. Like, fuck, I'm either gonna be a child predator or I'm gonna be the Miyagi-Do of this kid's fucking Mario career. And you know what? I even this is how crazy I am. I even tweeted it. I was like, there's a kid. I had to tweet my thoughts. I was like, there's a kid over there that has a fucking Tanuki stuffed animal, and I want to go show him my tattoo. But I probably shouldn't do it. Comments are like, do it. Fucking do it, man. Do it. Fucking risk it all. What? Hell no. Thank God. Good call not doing it. Thank you. The voice of reason is in my Twitch chat. But Twitter was looking forward to me just getting my ass beat at a bowling alley. Oh, yeah. Imagine that being a viral video. I just get smacked with a twisted T. Weird pedophile gets smacked with a twisted T for showing his love handles to a child. For showing his muffin top to a fucking kid. Oh, man. Weird muffin top shaped skateboarder in jail. Days before his big video premiere. Oh, great. Oh, whatever, man. I've been watching a lot of Cobra Kai lately. Not a lot, but we watched Karate Kid. Excuse me. We watched Karate Kid and then watched one episode of Cobra Kai yesterday. I'm really loving it, man. It's really corny, but I'm really loving it. Anyways, that's all I have for my notes. That's literally everything that happened. There's no news. Golden Knights played yesterday. We went and watched them at the bar. It was a 5-2 game. It got really close in the middle. I'm glad hockey's going again. I'm sort of like, this is going to be my third year, I think, as a hockey fan. 3 years. I've now been following the sport a little bit. So I'm really, really hyped on that. Finally, we have something to do. I have a reason to get out of the house during the week. You know, me and Lily love going to the bar, watching Golden Knights. It's a nice way to get out of the house. Plus, all the bars have pretty good food near us. So, I don't know. Things are looking up. I'm feeling really optimistic about the weekend, optimistic about next week, and optimistic about Twitch and YouTube. I know YouTube is going to completely just fuck me off again, but it's nice to have one final video part to sort of be like my retirement speech, right? My sword in the rock for someone to pull out later. Hyped that I retired on something that was so well received. So that's my thoughts on that. I'm feeling really good, man. I'm in a great mood and really can't wait to start drinking on this wonderful Friday. So let's shout out everyone in the chat. Go ahead and give me a hell yeah if you lasted through all this rambling. Hope you had fun. If you tuned in late, don't worry. The rerun of this podcast happens on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube, and you can check those out on Sunday. Also, if you're not sure what time this podcast happens live, every single Friday. That's right, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time right here on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle. Shout out to OG Mickey, Keith Plays, Taco Lover, FTP Dare Dallas, Eric McGraw, the country singer, Keith Plays, Vulgar Tech, oh yeah, Taco Lover, Fluffy Nails, Venus Dietrap. Also, huge shout out to Muy Bastante for donating $20, asking for give me stickers. Also, Venus Dietrap, one of our weekly donators here, saying, I'll give you $15 to say you love the scooter. Nope, not gonna say it. Not gonna say it, goddammit. Also, shout out to OG Mickey for resubscribing this month. Shout out to Keith King. Oh, Keith Plays, I mean. Fuck, I said the wrong name. Whatever. For the 250 bits. Also had a big host from Lyric B. And I also appreciate all the big follows. And not that many trolls this week. Only one troll that I had to handle myself. That's right, man. We have all these mods. What are they doing all day? I don't know. I think they just put the podcast on and then they fall asleep. That's what it must be. They just fall asleep to the sounds of my voice. And then they all wake up when I say, great, I had to do it myself. I had to ban that guy myself, you fucking assholes. And then they all wake up and go, I was going to do it. I was just about to help. Pieces of shit. Help wanted. Help wanted sign. Oh, yeah. Also, I have to get a job this year. That was also part of my rant about YouTube failing me. I considered becoming a dog trainer. But you know what? I really don't want to get bit by a fucking dog. So it's either going to be slot machines or security. Whatever, I'll keep you guys updated. The podcast ain't going nowhere. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Hope you guys have a great week. Hope you guys have a great birthday. If it's your birthday, go back, check out my video part from 2020 highlight video. All my best tricks and all my best bars and lyrics and all my best singing. I'm singing again. Definitely check that out. You guys have a great night. Don't drink too much. But don't drink too little. Let's play that fucking outro, goddammit, motherfucker. What? And for that news guy who's following me, Joe Vigil, I fucking see you, man. Hire me to fix the news.